Let's turn our Bibles to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. It says, "And so, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and to which rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful." Amen. We'll stop there. So, yeah. Colossians chapter 3, it says, "And so as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion." So we can stop there for a second and remind ourselves, I'm not in the middle, that number one, we are chosen of God. Yeah, all of us sitting here today, and for whatever reason, God thought that it would be a great idea if not only you are saved, but if you would come to Solomon's porch and be part of this body. So you're chosen of God to be here, to be part of this body. And it says you are holy and you are beloved. And I want to focus on the word beloved, right? Beloved by who? Beloved by God. And this is the reason why, you know, we can come and we can live this life, you know, seeking after God and trying to live righteously and trying to glorify God and loving one another. All we can do all of that because once we know and we have this understanding that we are the beloved of God, then we can move, you know, in love towards other people. So that's number one, you know, we need to really remember and we need to have a revelation. You know, each of us individually needs to have a revelation of God's love for us. You know, we need to be able to confidently say, "I am Nate, the beloved of God." And you know, John, he's called, he calls himself the beloved, you know, in the Gospel of John. He says, "John..." What does he say? You know, he'll say something like, the disciple that Jesus loved. That's the name that he gave himself when he's writing his gospels. He said, the disciple that Jesus loved, you know, leaned on Jesus' bosom. Or the disciple that Jesus loved did this. And I hope all of us here, you know, can come to the understanding or the revelation that, yeah, I am the disciple that Jesus loves. You know, I am God's favored one. And you are, you know, each of us individually. So, number one, that's the one thing I wanted to talk about, beloved. And so out of that, knowing that we are chosen by God, holy and beloved, now this is what Paul is commanding the church of Colossae to do. Put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. It says, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Those are some things that we can think about just on your own. You know, do you have a heart of compassion towards each other? Specifically towards the church, you know. I really hope that you can or that you feel like you're part of this body. You know, we're one body as a church. You know, it doesn't matter if you agree with everything that we're doing. You know, it doesn't matter if you don't come as often, you're not as committed or whatever, you're still part of this body. And we're called to put on a heart of compassion towards each other, right? Put a heart of kindness towards each other, humility as we deal with one another, gentleness and patience. It says bearing with one another. Another word for bearing is enduring, yeah? It's enduring one another. That means we don't necessarily have to even like the person that we're sitting next to, right? P. Sam said last week, if you knew what was in the heart of the person sitting next to you, you would probably move to another seat. You know, there are times when we don't really get along with one another at church. You know, you don't agree with them, you don't agree with the way they do things, and you just, you know, for whatever reason, don't get along with them, you don't click with that person. Paul says you need to bear with one another, you need to endure one another, and forgive each other. He says, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. So again, we're coming back to the understanding that God has forgiven you and I of everything that we have done. So just as we are forgiven, we need to turn to one another with forgiveness and love and bear one another. It says in verse 14, beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. I was thinking about that verse, the perfect bond of unity. I think there are lots of things that can unite a group. You know, it could be a cause. You know, it could be a cause that you're fighting for, or, you know, some kind of event or some sporting event. You know, that could bring a team to unity. I don't know, animal rights or whatever. All these things could bring people into unity to do something, but it says love is the perfect bond of unity. If we were truly united in love towards one another, then that would be the perfect kind of unity that God desires. Yeah, in John, when Jesus is praying for his disciples, he prays that the disciples would be united as one, and not just the disciples, but the disciples that they would make, you know, after Jesus Christ has left. And that's us. You know, we need to be, as a church, we need to be united in love. And verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. The peace of Christ, here when it's talking about peace, I believe he's talking about the absence of strife among the body. Yeah. So let the peace of Christ, the absence of, you know, strife and complaint and fighting against one another, let that dwell in our hearts, because it says that's what we were called to which indeed you were called. To what were we called? We were called to this peace in Christ to rule in our hearts. That's what we're called to as a body of Christians gathered in a church. We need to be striving for this. We need to be striving to have peace in our hearts towards one another, because we're called to this in one body. Again, that theme of being a body together. And it says, be thankful. Be thankful, number one, to God, but be thankful to one another as well. Yeah, and it all goes on with that theme of being humble, being gentle, being kind, having a heart of compassion, and being thankful to one another. You know, if we truly practice that, then we would be... Yeah, I mean, if we even just did this one thing of being thankful towards one another, you know, and showing that gratitude to so many people. Yeah, even the little things, the welcoming committee, the snack people. God's convicting me right now. How many times have you ever thanked the snack people for the things that they do? I mean, I know we all take turns, but wouldn't it be great, you know, if we took the time to find out who provided the snacks and say, hey, thank you for the snacks. It was really great today, you know? Or your house church leaders, anybody, right? GA, who's done so much, who's praying all the time. You know, just showing that gratitude to one another, I think would really be a blessing as we as we strive towards this unity. So, let's just close our eyes. Let's allow the Lord to speak to us. Let the Holy Spirit maybe highlight something. It could be having a heart of compassion. If you know someone that's going through a hard time, having that heart of kindness towards that person, humility, gentleness, patience. And if you are having unforgiveness issues or if you have a complaint against anybody at church, he doesn't specify why. He says anything. If you have any complaint against anybody, forgive that person. Yeah, not confront that person. I mean, if you need to, sure. But, you know, it says, first of all, forgive that person, you know. Don't change, don't try to change that person, but forgive and bear with that person. Yeah, because the Lord also has forgiven you. And be thankful. Be thankful to God for choosing us, for loving us, and be thankful to one another. And show yourself to be grateful.
You're my strength when I'm weak.
You are my strength when I'm weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Jesus, Lamb of Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name, Jesus, you're the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. I don't know if you guys know, but this song actually is a two-part song. Means the guys could be singing the chorus and the girls could be singing the verse, something like that. And I just think it'll be a symbolic way of showing that we're one body if we could make this beautiful music together. So if you could just have the verse one up and we'll let the sisters sing the verse, and the guys, if you could sing the chorus. The chorus is easy. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Sing the chorus, guys sing verse 2. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all together, Jesus, Lamb. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, you're the Lamb of God. Worthy is your name.
Amen. Let's pray together for a little bit. Let's just pray for our church. God has brought you and called you to be an SP at this time, to be part of this body. So let's pray for this body. Let's pray that SP will be really a church that is united in love. And if you know, we talked about having a heart of compassion, a heart of kindness. If you know of anyone that's going through a tough time in SP, let's pray for that person, lift them up, ask the Lord to really bless them and keep them. And so let's just pray for our body. Let's pray that we'll really be a church that's united in the love of God. And let's cover our brothers and sisters. Dear God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the passage, God, that you remind us, Lord, how important it is that we need to have love for one another, God, as a church, and to be united as a church in one body, God, to forgive and to bear with one another, God, to have a heart of compassion and kindness, God, patience, gentleness. We just we pray for our church, God, Solomon's Porch. We thank you, Father, for bringing us here. We thank you, God, that you have called us and chosen. You have chosen us, Father, and you have loved us and forgiven us, God. And help us as a church to forgive one another and bear with one another, God, and to be united in love with one another. We lift up our brothers and sisters, God, in this church that are going through tough times. Father, we just ask you for a heart of compassion, God, in our hearts, so that we will be able to stand in the gap and really cry out for them and reach out to them, God. So we thank you. Please be with us today. We ask you, God, to be near to us and help us to always be aware of your presence, God, so that we can live a life that glorifies you. We thank you and we love you, and we bless you this morning, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.